So, Brenda, do you have some advice for how to kick it? Do we need to open the record? Like, would Angie do that since the chair's not?
Yeah, Angie should open it, and then somebody needs to nominate, and then they just need to all agree.
Okay.
You need to open the meeting.
You need to open the meeting.
So, for Chris, just so you're caught up, Russ and Brad are coming tonight, so we're having to appoint a temporary chair. Vicki has past experience, so she's volunteered to do that.
But you'll have to nominate and agree. You'll have to appoint.
Yeah, and then you have to vote on it.
And you guys, even though it's just us, can you kind of talk loud and clear, because it's really echoey, and it's not going to pick you up.
Do you want us to spooch?
It's still going to be echoey. It's an echoey.
That's cool. On that note, it's 3:00. I will open the meeting. You hit record yet?
Huh?
Yes, open the meeting. And we'll start with roll call. Vicki Ashton, Bay Coven.
Jeff Handley, the Dallas.
Lynn McIntyre, the Dallas.
Cristiano Huber.
Angie Brewer, staff. Kelly has a butter, staff. All right, we are here today to have a public hearing to consider some amendments to our comprehensive plan, but we first need to pause and acknowledge that our chair and vice chair are absent today and need to nominate an interim chair and vice chair for today's meeting. Do we have any nominations?
I nominate Vicki Ashley as the chair pro tem.
Yes, sir.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Vicki is our appointed chair for today's meeting. Vicki, do you need a vice chair appointed? Or would you prefer to have a vice chair? No. Okay. So, Vicki, I'm going to have you have the chair.
Yes, I got you.
All right. Well, I will turn the meeting over to Vicki to run the public hearing.
Thank you, Andy.
First of all, do we have minutes?
No, there's no minutes.
Okay.
Next meeting, I'll go into the minutes.
Okay. The public hearing is now open for the purpose of considering PLAL PG 1680001, a legislative hearing to consider amendments to the comp plan consistent with the periodic review work plan, work task 1 and 2. The procedure will follow is planning department staff will present their report, members of the audience, seeing none, skip that. Planning commission will review the findings of the staff report and make recommendations for any amendments to the Wasco County 2040 chapters 1 and 2. The planning commission will recommend approval with amendments or a continuance of to a time and date certain. 3, the rules of evidence are as follows. No person shall present irrelevant, immaterial, or unduly repetition testimony or evidence. Evidence shall be in the quality that reasonable persons rely upon in the conduct of their daily affairs. Testimony and evidence must be directed to the subject hearing. Disclosure of interest. Does any commission member wish to disqualify themselves on any personal or financial interest in this matter? Seeing none. Does any member of the audience wish to challenge the right of a commission member to hear this matter? Seeing none. Is there any member of the audience who wishes to question the jurisdictional body of this to act on behalf of Wasco County in this matter? Seeing none. Will staff present their report?
Yep. So, the presentation that I prepared was made with the idea that we may have some members of the public in attendance. We certainly have a few at the last hearing, and so I wanted to make sure that it was pretty clear to folks what exactly was going on, but I might breeze through this pretty rapidly since I'm assuming you guys have all read the staff report, you've gone through all the steps, and we don't need to get too in the weeds about it. So the purpose of today's hearing is to work on periodic review tasks 1 and 2, and that's to amend the comprehensive are our first two work tasks. And we have an anticipated due date with DLCD to turn in these two chapters on May 31st. So that means we're going to go through this process, and then we've got two board hearings in May for the Board of County Commissioners to hear the matter. So, make decisions about standards whenever possible. And just for reference, this is consistent with the way we do things. It's consistent with the way the rules are written in the land use and development ordinance, but the rules have changed since 1983. So again, we're just wanting to make sure that the comprehensive plan maps to the way we do things in Oregon in 2018. The second recommended implementation strategy is to provide continuity of citizen participation in all phases of the planning process. And that just means we want to make sure that folks are consistently aware of what's going on in planning and that they have the opportunity to participate at all phases. The 1983 comprehensive plan, obviously technology and the way we did things in 1983 was a little different, so we wanted to make sure to acknowledge with this implementation strategy C that we have all sorts of new technological resources at our disposal to make sure that information gets to citizens faster, have the ability to reach them through social media, through our website, we can utilize the radio, newspapers, mailings, and really increase the amount of citizen participation that we can actually encourage, because as we all know, mailings can be very, very cost prohibitive. And so having those free resources like emails, website, is a really great way to encourage better citizen involvement. And then finally, we think it's really important. Planners can be jargony, planning can be dense topic that most of us are professionals, we go to school for it. So it's really important for planning staff to be reminded that we need to present information in as simple and straightforward manner as possible to make sure that the broadest selection of our citizens really understand what the issues are. And then the last point is, when relevant, using the best available data to support information. We have a lot of references and things that we use to rely on making decisions, whether it's floodplain maps or it's dated from Donami. But one of the things we also heard from folks during the Vision Roadshow was this desire to really see concrete data in conjunction with the decisions that come out of this department. So we wanted to make sure to include that, again, for planners of the future, for public, for planning commissioners of the future, to really make sure that we're relying on the best available data. And what that means is the best available data at the time. Data changes probably, well, data changes for sure on a much more rapid time frame than we're able to update the comprehensive plan. Data in some cases changes year to year. So the best available data is just a nod to the fact that data changes very rapidly, more rapidly than we're able to quantify anything. So the second policy current language was focused on defining who makes up the different planning commissions. And it's important to have a context that back when the 1983 plan was written, charter, the planning commission charter, as well as the citizen advisory group charter, and that's the Oregon revised statutes rules. Again, talking about who makes up those boards, how that process is engaged, and making sure that none of our planning commission members are on the board when they're directly profiting from the decisions. Okay, so chapter one, policy three. Current, as I mentioned, with policy one was encourage the involvement of citizens and property owners in the land use planning process. We're bumping that up to policy one, but I think that's also to stress the importance of this goal really for citizen involvement. And we're adding, instead, we're proposing that we add language to address additional citizen advisory groups that may be appointed to deal with specific planning topics. So in the past, the planning department and the planning commission and the board of planning commissioners has recommended the form additional citizen advisory groups. So some of you were probably around and have an ag resource group doing a lot of work specifically related to the EFU chapter. So we've developed a policy to speak to how we go about actually appointing those additional citizen advisory groups. And that's important because that those issues come up every once in a while for planning staff, and so we want to make sure, again, that it's really transparent to the public, it's really transparent to planners of the future, of what the policies are related to this. So these policies, again, are for specific planning topics that a citizen advisory group may be created to address. So it could be thinking about a specific type of zone, thinking about an advisory group to think about setbacks, for instance. So again, citizen advisory groups need to be a cross-section of impacted folks. Typically on steering committees, we also try to give deference to agencies and partners that have impacted by our rules and regulations, or may have rules and regulations that impact the way we do things. So we try to have their participation in the process, and that is reflected in A. Just like our planning commission, our citizen advisory group members are appointed by the Board of County Commissioners, and the way it's been done in the past is to appoint them for a term that coincides with the actual project that they're being appointed for. We outline what the primary task is, so it's to assist planning staff in recommendations for either the comp plan or the land use and development ordinance or both. And then finally, another implementation strategy is to make sure that there's adequate funding for managing those citizen advisory groups, because they can be not an inconsiderable expense, and it's really important, again, for everybody involved to be aware of the expense of managing that kind of operation and having sensitivity to the fact that those sorts of groups can be costly. And that was a situation, again, that came from our history in dealing with the Ag Resource Group. It was partially grant funded and then the grant ran out, and there was a lag in when those rules were launched because of funding resource issues. So we wanted to make sure to include that. Okay, so moving on to chapter two. Just like chapter one, we're moving those goals, the policy and the implementation strategies into its own chapter, from chapter 15 to chapter two. So chapter two is now called Land Use Planning. And it's in that new format that we've decided is the most easy to read and understand. And we also added a photograph. We got a photograph of the current planning office just so folks know what it looks like. And then the substantive changes And these will all be a theme as we go through this over the next several years and updating all these chapters as it relates to land use planning goals. You'll see all these components. We're trying to make it as consistent, easy to read as possible, and give folks as much information as possible so that they can feel empowered to participate in the process. So the first policy, I'm not going to read it out loud to you, but it basically is sort of a repetition of chapter one. So making sure that our land use planning, the first goal, primary goal, is always to make sure citizen involvement is critical to our process. So we're not proposing any change for that actual policy. We think that that reflects the current way we do land use planning in Wasco County, and it's consistent with the way we want to do it over the next 20 years. I've grayed out the first two implementation strategies that are currently listed in the comprehensive plan, chapter 15, under goal 2. The staff is proposing to keep those the same. What staff is proposing to add is where citizens can get copies of the comprehensive plan. And we just want to, again, make sure folks are really clear where they can get a copy of the comprehensive plan and read what the plan is. So we're going to always have a copy at the Wasco County Planning Department. And we also, just like we do currently, have a copy available for the public and agency partners, whoever's interested, on the Wasco County website. So policy two, we're also only recommending a minor change, and that's just to add to the extent practicable. And that's not spelling here. So we really excited to say practicable. And as we mentioned with goal one, we always wanted to make sure that the data that we present in any kind of land use planning process or decision making or plan is the best available data. Sometimes it's not always practical or possible to have the best available data. Maybe that's because we're waiting on an agency partner to update the information that we get from them, or maybe there's some other kind of restriction. We had some of the rules change with the way we access data from certain partners, so we're looking at new ways to get new equal data. So data changes, the way we have access to information changes. So we just wanted to make sure to put that caveat again so that folks understand we're trying to do the best we can do with the data that we have available. So the current policy is that the comprehensive plan shall be reviewed periodically for necessary revisions to keep pace with the changes. And physical, environmental, social, and economic character of the county, we're not recommending any changes to this policy. We think that's the way we do business and then consistent with the way we want to do it over the next 20 years. But we are recommending some changes to the implementation strategies. And again, sort of a discussion at the last reminding group about this one in particular. So the first implementation strategy would be that county planning staff have conduct periodic reviews and evaluations of the comprehensive plan. We didn't want to put a specific timeline on that because planning is one of those professions and parts of the county that have some flows with resources, with have some flows with building and development trends, and quite frankly, since 1983, we haven't always had the staff capacity or ability to take on reviews of the comprehensive plan. And that's why it's taken over 30 years to get to this point. So we want to acknowledge that making sure we update these plans is very critical to making sure we can make good and decisions that are aligned with what the community wants, but sometimes resources are just limited. So we've changed the language to give a little bit more leeway to second policy had a timeline, so it was every 2 years. We opened that up to really recommend that staff and the public revisit these issues when we've got any significant changes. And this, just for context, this is consistent with the way we had to pitch the periodic review to LCDC. It's consistent with the rules and regulations that we have following periodic review. We have to make, you remember when we submitted the work plan, we had to submit a huge report talking about all the changes that have undergone since 1983 in Wasco County and why we felt it was important to update the plan. So this is consistent with what staff is going to be required to demonstrate to the state when they update plans. And so, again, we just wanted to make it transparent. And then the last recommendation is just to remove some old language that referenced the way we did the comprehensive plan back at its creation and make it a little bit more broad. And also just make sure that it's consistent with the rules and regulations of revision that we set forth in the comprehensive plan. So policy 4 is increase public awareness of the planning process and plan implementation. We're not sure recommending any changes to this policy. Again, pretty consistent with the way we're looking to do business and the way land use planners in general feel about land use planning. But we do have some proposed implementation strategies, and that's based on, again, the way we do business now, some things that some of our lessons staff has learned over the years, and some things that we've heard during the Vision Roadshow. So the first proposed implementation strategy is used to talk about signs being posted all over the county. That hasn't been staff practice for over a decade, probably more like two and a half decades. So instead, we're proposing that we focus on our coordination with partners. So when staff is making decisions about land use planning issues, we typically have to coordinate with all sorts of partner agencies, depending on what the development is, where the land is located. And these partnerships are critical in allowing us to have access to the best available information for us, making sure that our decisions are consistent with laws that govern the way decisions are made. And we want to rely on those other experts to help interpret their rules and regulations as they impact us. So we wanted to make it a priority that staff work with these organizations and agencies and also ensure timely coordination, because sometimes this information can get lost in the shuffle and can create some lags in the process. So staff's actively working on ways to streamline the way we do business, particularly with agencies and other organizations, and we want to encourage that later, 20 years into the future. So the second implementation strategy is a reinforcement of goal one. It's a reinforcement of citizen involvement, and that's just to ensure that we get public input into our planning processes. And we want to make sure that folks are referencing goal one and our citizen involvement program so that they know there's a process and there are some rules and regulations that guide the way we do public citizen involvement in Wasco County. And there was in the previous, or in the current comprehensive plan, there was an implementation strategy related to electrical corridors that isn't really relevant or significant to what's happening in Wasco County today. So again, we wanted to make sure that we're strengthening folks' understanding of citizen involvement as it pertains to land use planning.
commission have any? Does the commissioners have any questions for staff? Seeing none, we'll open it for public testimony in regards to what has just been discussed. Does the public have, is it regards to?
Yes, we do.
Do we have a sign-in sheet?
We do.
Just state your name and address for the record.
My name is Rob, and I live in South Boston County.
Can I get your last name?
This is an elected board of officials, and unless you can show me a county or a state rule that requires me to give you my name, until such time, I won't give you my last name.
Okay, now you are testifying in regards to the goal change.
Yes, I am, to the goal change. Citizens are the key to land use planning in the county, 1981. We hold a public meeting for the public to attend at 3:00 in the afternoon. You all want to have the public more involved. And that's what it continues to say, only the chamber are an integral part, not key part to land use, an integral part. And then 2016, citizen involvement is a critical component of effective land use plan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 6. The public. I have asked countless people in South Boston County, have you heard of the citizen advisory group? And everybody goes, huh? Who? What? If you have one of the involvement of the public, you need to do something else because looking at it from the last meeting, you attempted to reach 20% of the county, 20%. That's not a very diverse amount of people because the people in Mosier and the people in South Boston have two totally different meetings. And so far, you've reached less than 10% of the people. So I don't know what to say to make it so you can get more people involved in this. I don't think radio is the answer because through technology, everybody has a cell phone and they stream whatever news they want to hear. They don't listen to the radio anymore. Nobody reads the newspapers, they go on the internet. And if you don't have my email address, you can't send me any information that I have as a landowner. You have my address, you can send every single landowner and taxpayer in this county a small little postcard that says, hey, we're having this public meeting at 3:00 in the afternoon, regardless of where I took off the rest of my afternoon so I could be here. Because I'm a concerned citizen. And I don't know if y'all supposed to be in that.
Which language would you propose that we put into?
I don't know, that's what I'm saying.
That's what?
Maybe a postcard. Maybe a small postcard to everybody. I've been involved with radio before. It's $400. It's prohibitively expensive to advertise on the radio. And nobody listens to it. Everybody's listening to Pandora on their phone.
It was posted in the newspaper.
Well,
I can post something in the Ben Bulletin. Have you read it? I read the Ben Bulletin all the time.
I'm a volunteer here too, just like you. But I have a job as well.
Okay.
So I'm here to try not to. We're on your team here. We're not against you. Any ideas that you can put forth for listening to them?
A postcard.
Well, we have to go to people. I mean, they're expensive to mail that stuff out too.
I bet it's less expensive than trying to do radio.
That's not.
I don't listen to the radio.
Well, I agree.
So I agree with you.
How? So you won't give us your address or your name. How are we supposed to find you to send you an email?
I gave you my address.
Amazed
at this thing. Nobody in Boston County. For as long as you guys
what language would you like to see in what was just presented to us? Or what language would you like to see deleted? What changes can we make to what was presented right here, what we're working on, that would make things you think better, in your opinion, that we can talk, that we as a group can talk about?
You may have a yield floor.
Well, it's not your floor to yield.
No.
What language would you propose that we put into this to help guide us?
We are trying. We have limited resources.
like you, I have contacted, I live further south than you do, and I have contacted people and they say, we're busy, blah, 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 blah. If I can make it, I'll be there. And what do we see? Unless it's a very specific item to them, we don't see them.
Would it be, it happened later in the day, after 5 o'clock?
We have tried different times.
Do we care?
Didn't change. And I don't think it's that nobody cares. I think that there's a lot going on in everybody's typical day, and that this probably doesn't bubble to the top of their list.
Just like mine, but I understand that you guys are here.
Yeah. Rory?
Well, I got a few things, obviously, but I guess we can start with, like, so you guys are on work tasks 1 and 2. So what are your regular work tasks that you have to complete for this project?
The whole town.
The work plan is online, and all that information is mapped out online. And if you'd like to come into my office and have a discussion about that, I'm happy to. It was approved. It was something that this body worked on as a group. We did it after we had our series of visioning workshops with the public. And one of the things that this gentleman was quoting was the vision report. For some of those exercises, some of those outreach, where we set that goal of 20%. But based on that feedback that we got from the public, we developed a work plan. That's a requirement from the state to go through this update process. And we submitted that to, we have a periodic review assistance team that consists of folks from different state agencies, some different organizations that we work with in tandem. That can be subject experts, so Department of Aviation, Department of Environmental Quality.
So
we submit that to the state, and they approve it.
Okay, so I guess, so you guys had a public outreach and you had your feedback and said, so you guys use South Boston Alliance, but you have the South Boston Alliance, correct?
We partnered with them to hold a joint town hall as a way to get folks in attendance, yes.
Okay, so Mike, you can probably answer this question. Exactly what process did you guys use?
Well, that's not appropriate. You're going outside of what we're here to talk about. We're here talking about what was presented to us.
About citizen involvement, right?
Right, but we are looking to make changes to what's currently written and proposals from the community of what those changes should be. We're not going to have direct confrontation with planning commissioners on their other involvements outside of here. This isn't nor the time nor the place for such conversations.
Okay.
This is a public testimony. This is public testimony for what was presented right there. The open time for this meeting is when it first opens. Okay? That's when you have your time to talk about anything and everything you want to talk about. Right now, we're here to talk about what was presented and move forward from that. I'm not trying to shut you down. I'm just trying to tell you the process which we go by.
I would move approval of the amendments to our comprehensive plan as presented by staff and further recommend them to approval for county commissioners.
Actually, I'd like
to. Is there any more discussion about this among the staff?
I'd like to make a change to one part of the language.
We have a minute.
Yes, I do. I'd like to suggest. Let me bring it back up here. A language change is what I'm working for. And I made it.
What part is it?
It's going to be on. Let's see, I got to get back to it here. I was jumping around a little bit. And let's see. It's going to be gender. I'm sorry, guys. Jumping around in my tablet here. No, I got it right here. Okay, it's going to be policy 4, section 2. Under,
what page are you on?
And it's going to be page 12 or 13.
Policy 4, 2.
Yeah, in section 2 where it says staff will work with partner agencies and organizations to ensure timely coordination. just got.
Oh,
okay. Here's my, what I'm thinking. I'd like to change that from staff will work to staff shall work. That's the only change I'm working for. I'm kind of weird about shalls, wills, and mays, and I like shalls and something like that, where it just says, gives more direct guidance. This will happen, you will work with partner agencies. I know you're already doing it now, but to say 25 years from now, I like shells. Personal preference.
Say again?
Make that
as an official amendment? You wish to make that as an official amendment?
Yes, I would.
Okay. All right. When would you like to, I guess we have to vote on that first before we can vote yours. All those in favor of the change?
Or do we need a second?
I second the change.
Okay.
All those in favor of the change?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Lynn has a proposal on. Would you like to reiterate that one?
I would move to approve the amendments to the Wasco County Comprehensive Plan as amended.
Did we get a second?
We get a second.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Can I call the vote again?
Yeah. Is Chris still?
I second.
Oh, okay. All those in Lynn's favor of Lynn's motion to adopt and forward to the commissioners?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Motion passed. Staff, do you have any further?
So just to give you an update, I got for the roadshow in May and June, I've got the first event that's scheduled for the end of May and June for. I may have one pop up before that, but we'll see. I'm working with to attend, that would be fantastic. I thought it was up here.
update on staffing and the budget process right now. Happy to report that our co-compliance officer position is finally filled. Chris McNeil, previously our chief deputy sheriff of the county, has officially retired from the sheriff's office and has officially started as our co-compliance officer. So he started Monday. He is busy trying to wrap his head around the existing caseload also jump into action with our abatement program that we had launched last year before we lost Joe, our co-compliance officer. So just know that if you guys are hearing from anyone about co-compliance concerns or complaints, that we now actually have staff. It's been 6 months since we've had someone in that position, so we've got a little bit of a backlog as far as customer service goes for being able to respond. So that's very positive. You all met Lisa Johnson, our new assistant planner, last meeting. She's doing really well. This is a position related to my budget. We're in the middle of budget preparation as a whole across the county. And I had my budget, what we call a budget team meeting with a finance officer, and we have a larger department head budget meeting in a couple of weeks. And then from there, we go to the appointed budget committee that they're going to be doing. So just so you know, my budget proposal this year consists of maintaining our current staffing levels so we can continue to work on the long-range planning efforts. We'll continue to do some succession planning for Don Barry, who has given us a retirement date later this year. And then also a new ask will be some succession planning for Brenda, who has been given me a retirement date for 2020. So there's a little bit of strategic sequencing of staff and training and projects going on. If any of you have any questions for me, please let me know. I'll be putting together a report that I'll be sharing publicly about what we've been able to do and accomplish with our existing staffing levels and what we're working on now. And when that's ready to be shared, I'll put it online and share it out with you all. I want to make sure the public has a chance to see what we all need to be working on. So.
Angie, is Kelly's position secured from last year or a couple years ago? They budgeted this long range plan
here?
Yeah, I mean.
So the initially the position was approved as a project specific FTE for a 3 to 5 year long project with a commitment to reevaluate the need at the termination of the project. So it is as secure as any other position we have on the program, and every position is evaluated every year as part of our budget prep process. So it's not any less secure than any.
It's no different. Okay. That's why I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. Very new with the process.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Stop.
I just I think Riley was drafting an agenda for next planning commission hearing, so that you folks are aware that will be an actual quasi judicial hearing next month. Mm-hmm. I've made the attendance to just give you guys an update on the roadshow and how we're going, but I believe you're going to be hearing a variance.
A variance.
So it's very similar to the one that you heard with Richie Wallace's Boyd property. I think they're making some lines and doing some things with us in development point. So she was putting together an agenda and preparing the notification, but you should mark on your calendars that we will be having a planning commission hearing.
It appears that date would be May 1st.
Yeah.
First Tuesday?
Second.
I thought it was the second.
Mine shows the first. The second is on Wednesday.
They make it the first.
No, it is May 1st. Hopefully, right, May 1st.